When it comes to investing and building wealth, it's a good idea to look at those who have achieved success and been trailblazers. We can learn a lot from others' success. And we're talking about investing, so of course we have to talk about Mr. Warren Buffett, who is one of the best investors of our time, our current time. Today we're going to talk about some tips that he gives new investors. Let's get into it. What's up, guys? It's your boy Ty, and I appreciate you guys coming to check me out on my podcast. Wherever you're catching this at, I appreciate it. Be that YouTube, be that Spotify, whatever, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come kick it with me for a little minute. My channel podcast is all about making sure people are aware of the different avenues to get a piece of the pie, and I do believe having conversations about wealth, about investing, it can spark ideas and inspiration in others, from others, and that's why I do these money talks. I do believe we can learn from each other, but today we're going to be learning from one of the best, and this video is all about, you know, the new investors. If you guys, or you just want to, you know, see what Warren Buffett, what tips Warren Buffett gives people. If you are a new investor, a lot of this information will be key. I still abide by a lot of these rules and these tips myself, just in what I do. Investing can be as difficult or easy as you want it to be, but you definitely have to learn a little bit about investing before you just throw your money in something. That's my tip. You know, if you don't take anything away from this, but make sure you do your research and learn, keep learning when it comes to investing. All right, like I said, that's my tip. That's Ty tip right there. And if you are looking for stock picks and the latest stocks, the latest top stocks, be sure to check out the description of this video. There's a link to The Motley Fool. I use The Motley Fool to do some of my research, and I do like The Motley Fool's service. It's an awesome price right now. You can sign up for The Motley Fool for $79.99, which is a great deal. A lot of people offer stock advice and stock picks. I know because I'm subscribed to several, and a lot of them kind of do the same thing The Motley Fool does, but charge a lot more. So if you're interested in The Motley Fool, be sure to check it out in the description of this video or podcast. Is in the description. And again, I will get a kickback from that, but it's no charge to you because I am affiliated with The Motley Fool. All right, but again, it's something that I actually use to do my research, and is a cheap subscription for the whole year. I invest thousands in the stock market, and having the best advice and tips for a low $79.99 a year, is worth it to me, because again, I invest thousands in stocks. So if it's something that you're interested in, like I said, be sure to check it out in the description. All right, now let's get into these investment tips. All right, so we got 8 investment tips for beginners from Mr. Warren Buffett. If you don't know who Warren Buffett is, you need to wake up. But if you really don't know who he is, make sure you check out some of the videos I got. I got a video about Mr. Warren Buffett, you know, how he came up, on my podcast and on my YouTube channel. You know, check him out. Mr. Warren Buffett has been in the stock market for a while, and he has earned the title as one of the best investors of our time. So someone with that title, I do believe we can learn a lot from that. One of the first books that I read when I started in the stock market was a book that was kind of focused on Mr. Warren Buffett's investing style and how he goes and chooses stocks, make sure he chooses valuable stocks and things like that is all key. I do believe that you can learn from other people's experience, especially people that are rock stars in whatever field that they are in, you know, like investing. He's a rock star in that. So you probably can learn a few things from Mr. Warren Buffett. I don't agree with everything Mr. Warren Buffett does, because if you know anything about him, he doesn't like crypto at all. At all. He says useless. Okay, I ain't exactly with my man on that one. But when it comes to stocks and things like that, he is pretty on point. And let me know what you guys think about crypto and what you think about Mr. Warren Buffett saying crypto is basically trash. Him and his partner be clowning crypto. But I do think, sidebar, but I do think when you are a declarated stock investor and you see something new and you have all this money, you probably wouldn't want to put it in anything risky either. Especially when you're up in age like Mr. Warren Buffett. Something that's completely new like that. You probably would start, probably be standoffish, you know. Now you're talking about young Warren Buffett. I don't know. I do believe he might have made different decisions. But anyway, that's just a sidebar. Let's get into these 8 investment tips for beginners from Warren Buffett. All right, the first one, and I did a post about this on my YouTube channel. Number one is diversification is not always a good idea. All right, so on my YouTube channel, I asked people, is diversification key? Yes or no, diversification is only for those who don't have faith in their investments. And the tally was 59% said diversification is key, and 41% said no, diversification is not key. It's for those that don't have faith in their investments. So a lot of people like to say diversification in the stock market is a good thing and it's key. I'm gonna break down what Warren Buffett is saying in this one. And I'm gonna give you guys my spin on it. So an easy way to break this down is, let's take the SPY ETF. The SPY ETF is a collection of stocks, 500 stocks, an index of the overall market. Basically, a lot of people use it, and it's the ETF, the index of indexes, the SPY. If you invested in the SPY, which is invested into a bunch of different companies, so it's well diverse, very diverse. If you would have invested all your money into the SPY for 5 years, you would have received a growth on your investment of 62% on your investment. 62% isn't bad. 5 years, 62%. Okay, cool. That's not a bad return, and it's a return. You know, it's pretty safe. You were invested into the SPY, pretty diverse, so you probably didn't lose any sleep over it. And you got 62%. Oh, my bad. It's updated today. 65%. All right, sorry about that. 65%. You would have got 65% for investing into the SPY over the last 5 years. All right. And I had these notes from yesterday, and, you know, I had to update it. But anyway, so that's the SPY. Like I said, you would have got that 65%. Now, if you would have put all your money into just one company, let's say a company like Apple, company like Apple. Apple is pretty safe. Over the last 5 years, we know that Apple's been killing it. Apple been killing it for a minute. You can walk up and down the street, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna find someone that is carrying an Apple product. And Apple comes out every year with new Apple products, with new features. And guess what? People buy it. People buy it every year. Upgrade phones, upgrade computers. They have computers. Of course, they have iTunes. The iPod killed MP3 players. It put them out of business, basically, right? So Apple is a great company. We know this. It's kind of one of those safe bets, right? I would say Apple is a great company. So if I were to put all my money into Apple and didn't have fear about maybe Apple might go bankrupt, because this is a great company, it's been knocking it out the park, right? If I were to put all my money into Apple 5 years, I would have a growth on my investment of 330%. Just for putting everything in one company. All right, so I just said the SPY, you would invest it into the SPYs, very diverse, and you would have got 65%. One company, yeah, it's one company. You put all your eggs in one basket, and if you would have did that for the 5 years, and you would have saw that Apple has been killing it, you would have known it, because they always killing it. If you would have invested only in Apple, you would have gained a 330% growth on your investment. That is why that's what Warren Buffett is talking about. And like I said, Apple is a stable company. It's one of those companies that you can see is great. Everybody loves Apple products. Easy to see. All right. Now, let's go even deeper. What if you invested into a company like Tesla? You know, that might have been a little more risky than Apple, but Tesla was on the cusp of innovation. If you did your research, you would have known that Tesla was going to boom. It was ahead of all the other car makers, things like that. If you would have did your research and, you know, doubled down on your investment and put all your money in Tesla, over the last 5 years, Tesla has grown 1,191%. But if you would have been diverse and, you know, played it safe, you would have got that 65% growth from something like the SPY. You guys see what I'm saying? This is what Warren Buffett means by diversification is not always a good idea. Me, I am diverse in some of my portfolios. A couple of my portfolios, I only have like 4 stocks. A couple of my portfolios, I have 2 stocks. The one I show you guys, of course, I think I'm at like 20 stocks, just 20. But that's because I'm trying to get dividend growth, which is okay if we're talking about dividend investing, right? We're talking about dividend investing. Now, that might be a different story, because you are trying to make sure you're getting that dividend payment, and you want to make sure you're getting that steady dividend payment, and you probably want the best dividend payment. So you probably want something with a little high yield, but it's a little risky. So you don't want to be caught with your pants down in a company that had a high yield that was paying good, and all of a sudden they're not, and you wanted that dividend payment. So dividend investing, you know, I can understand why people like to diversify, but still, if you got a great company that been paying your dividends every year, been increasing your dividends every year, a company like Coca-Cola, a company like Realty Income, that's ticker symbol KO and ticker symbol O. If you got companies like that, the Aristocrats, I mean, you can pile your money into an Aristocrat and just, you know, make sure you get your money. And they do have steady growth, slow, small growth, but you can put everything in that if you aren't scared. So I do think diversification, people say it's key, but it's just basically a safety net for people. So it's for you being scared you're going to lose your investment. So I diversify, but I do it in moderation. You know, if I believe in something, I'm going to double down on it and put what I got in it and keep it moving. I'm going to go ahead and double down on it. I am diversified, but I understand what they're saying with this. We diversify because we don't want to have everything in one basket. Other words, we scared. So we ain't going to put everything. We're not going to put everything in one company, most people. But for the people that do that and do their research on whatever their investment is, because they know it's going to boom, they can receive a lot better returns if they, like I said, pick that company and stick with them and invest in it. So that's what it means. And if I were to say, if I were to be able to click yes or no on my survey, I probably would have went, diversification is not key. And I've learned that just over time. Is key, maybe key for dividend investors. Maybe you could say it's key for dividend investors because you kind of worried about that steady dividend payment. But when you're talking about just investing into a company and believing in the company and hoping that they grow in price, it's not really key. At the end of the day, the mission is to make money. And when you're talking about growth stocks, you want to pick the best growth company that's going to make you the most money. That's what it is about, period. It's not about, oh man, I'm diversified, so I made 100% off this one, and I made 20% off of this one over the last 5 years, so yeah, I'm good. No, if you really wanted to make money, you would have put all your money into the one that made you the most money. You feel me? And you wouldn't have been mad. You wouldn't have cared that you only have one stock. It don't matter. If you only have one stock and then your friend has multiple stocks across the board everywhere, your one stock is Tesla and it grew 1,191%. Your friend over there acting like they so super diverse and they got dividend. That growth gonna beat out whatever they had dividends, whatever dividends they had come in for the last 5 years. You know what I mean? Yeah, you just won. So yes, that's what he means when he says the first tip, diversification is not always a good idea. Not saying, I'm not a financial advisor. If you need financial advice, go get it. I'm just saying my man Warren Buffett said it's not always a good idea, and you guys can see why. You know, it's diversification to me is just a safety net. It makes you feel good about your portfolio because you diverse. You ain't scared if one set to go down. You know, you diverse, so you're not gonna lose sleep. Opposed to somebody that's, you know, putting it all online trying to get that biggest return. You know, but anyway, that was number one. Let me know what you guys think about that. Next, number two, invest in yourself first. A quote from Warren Buffett: the best investment you can make is in your own abilities. Anything you can do to develop your own abilities or business is likely to be more productive. So, of course, you gotta invest in yourself. And a lot of that, you know, means learn. You gotta be willing to learn and go out there and, you know, steal yourself, especially if you're talking about investing, steal yourself. Learn how to read these companies, learn how to read these charts. I know how to do that. I made sure I knew how to read the company's balance sheets and make sure a company is bringing in revenue. Go read a couple of books, different methods. There's so many different ways to invest. There's so many different ways and strategies to invest with. You know, you can go out there and learn the best method for yourself, but you gotta make sure you invest in yourself and learning. Like I said, you can be as hands-on as possible, as you need to be, as you want to be, or you can be as hands-off. It all depends on you and what you want to do as an investor. But you gotta make sure you at least go out there and learn and, you know, work on your abilities. So I definitely agree with them on that one too. So the first two, I agree with them. All right. Number three, trust yourself to be a successful investor. Man, it's big. It's big right there. So we all know, we can see by the way the market is going right now. Market has ups and downs. If you don't trust yourself, if you don't trust what you put your money in, what you don't trust the research that you did about a certain company and the reason why you invested into a company, man, you set yourself up for failure. You have to be able to trust your investments. Especially me, I'm a long-term investor, and I make sure I do my research on my companies. I invest in them, and I invest in them, and I'm confident in everything I invest in. You know, I trust myself, and I trust the decisions that I made for my investments. So you definitely have to be able to trust yourself and understand, you know, what you're doing and why you chose that company. And I think I just ran into number four, make investments that you understand. So that's number four, make investments that you understand. Make sure you can go down your portfolio and point to each stock and give a reason why you invested into that company and why you're still investing into that company. Because sometimes you gotta let them losers go, right? But you gotta know why you invested into them companies. So you gotta understand the company, understand what the company does, understand if the company is making money, do they have positive revenue. You gotta understand that stuff and be able to be confident in your investment. If you're not confident in investments or companies that you choose, you're going to set yourself up for failure, because you're going to start to sell and panic sell those companies because you really didn't have faith in them in the first place. So make sure, and you didn't have the faith because you didn't understand what the company did. So make sure that you understand the companies that you invest into. And your investment, not just stocks. Just if you're investing into bonds, if you're investing into mutual funds, make sure you understand those investments before you just put your money to it. All right. So I like that. I like that tip too. Tip number five from Warren Buffett. Make sure you choose the right news to focus on. Warren Buffett believes that 99 to 1 rule. He believes that most people make investments or react off of 1% of the news. 1% of the news, before they even actually do the research, they react on some small bit of news, and next thing you know, they want to sell their investments, or they lack faith in whatever they invested into off 1%. All right, so I definitely think you should definitely watch what news you listen to when it comes to investing. Make sure you do the research and check all your avenues on your companies. But if you actually did your research from the beginning, you should know that your company is strong, or your investment is strong, and you should have faith in your investment. But I definitely think there is a lot of news out there, especially on social media platforms. I'm going to talk about even YouTube. I try to make sure that I give everybody, you know, the best information I can. But I do see a lot of times people put news out there just for views, right? They put the news out there just because they want views. Like on YouTube, like I said, I love YouTube. And that's where I started at. But a lot of times YouTube wants to just talk about what's popular, you know, what's trending. So if something is trending, somebody, especially YouTubers in my field, they'll get on YouTube and start talking about, you know, buy this, what's going on with this company, making people think that that company is like the best thing smoking. And I say this because I seen it with like AMC and GameStop. AMC, that whole AMC and GameStop thing. You know how many YouTubers like was just up there saying, buy AMC, buy GameStop, buy more AMC, so what? Man, first off, I'm just going to talk about AMC, just the movie industry in general. So the movie industry, to me, has a whole lot more competition nowadays. It's kind of a dying market. You see more movies going to Netflix, Hulu, Paramount. You see more movies going to the streaming services now than the actual movies. If you look at Netflix and I just use Netflix a lot. So you look at Netflix and a lot of those streaming platforms, you see A-list actors coming to Netflix originals, Hulu originals. You seeing like some of your favorite actors and stuff actually doing the movies that are on the streaming platforms more than the movies that's in the actual theaters. That's a sign. That should be a sign right there. You know? And I do believe that, I don't know about y'all, but I would love to watch movies in the comfort of my home. And I got kids, so like going to a movie theater is a ordeal. You know, one might have to use the bathroom. We got to run out. I miss half the movie after I paid for the movie. I'm going to miss half the movie. But if I was streaming it, okay, cool. We're going to pause this, go handle our business, and come back. Oh, snacks? I got snacks in the kitchen. So me being a parent, I'm like, yeah. Well, one might start crying during the movies. You got to miss the whole movies. Nah, we're going to find what we want to watch on one of these streaming platforms. And if I'm going to pay it, I'm going to go ahead and pay $20 to get it streamed for a day or two, whatever it is. I can push pause. If I miss it, I can come back and watch it. Yeah, I'm going to pay that $20 on that streaming service. I got it. See what I'm saying? So I'm saying all this because I'm just saying that the movie industry has, the theaters have a whole lot of competition. So why in the world is a dying business? So much competition taking people away from the theaters. Why in the world would I think AMC is a great investment? Because I think people just are dying to go to a movie theater. Okay, cool. You still got people that's going to the movie theater, but you got so much competition taking people away from the movie theaters. Man, why not? Why would I want to go to the movies? But that's just me looking at it. So I already thought that, you know, that industry, I ain't even talking about the company, but that industry is an industry that has a lot of competition and, you know, has a lot to come through to, you know, stay afloat. The AMC was dying before the whole AMC debacle. If you looked at it over the last few years, it had started to die off. And I think it was because the streaming platforms, you know, but everybody and their mama was on YouTube talking about buy AMC, this the one, buy AMC, and AMC didn't go nowhere. I made a little money, I think. I did make money off AMC. I went in there, I put a few dollars in there when it was low because of COVID, and it did pop up. And then once it popped up, it went down and come back. So it had people thinking that AMC was going to go to the moon. It was a long haul. And buy AMC. Man, people should have just ignored that news. When people were saying buy AMC, it was the time to go ahead and sell AMC. I think I sold AMC around like $60. And I ain't look back. I was like, yes, thank you. I ain't look back. I know a lot of people was waiting on it, but it's back to this tip. Make sure you pay attention to the right news, because some news isn't, all news ain't good news. All news ain't something that you need to react to. Sometimes you just need to fall back and, you know, have faith in your investments and don't try to jump on a bandwagon or the wave that everybody else is on. Because a lot of times once they start hollering about it, that means it might be time to go ahead and sell and get up out of there. But, you know, having momentum behind the stock is good. But just make sure you picking sound investments, man. Alright. And next, what are we at now? Number 6. Buying a stock of a company is buying a part of a business. So when you buy into the stock, you gotta be willing to be part of that business, because you are a shareholder now. So whatever that company does, you know, it affects you. It affects your money. So if it affects your money, you want to make sure that you understand that you buy a part of the business. And it's key to understand what's going on with that business. And that's something to be proud of. You know, you're going to be a stock shareholder, and you're going to have pieces of the company. You can tune in to earning calls. You can even get to vote on the business, which is good. That's good. That's something to be proud of. So just understand that you are investing in a business when you buy a stock. Number 7, learn from your mistakes and move on. Yes, yes, yes. So as an investor, I can say I made mistakes. Penny stocks. Oh my God. Penny stocks. Everybody hears about penny stocks, and I'm pretty sure you probably see the potential for growth and you're like, man, if I can find that perfect penny stock, it's worth the risk. And you might throw some money in there. Man, you can get burnt off penny stocks. So it's something that I learned. You know, he didn't throw that in here. But new tips for investors. Be wary of penny stocks, because you can get burnt. So that's one mistake I learned, and I moved on from it. I had faith in like a company, HCMC. If you guys have followed my channel on YouTube, you know I did a couple videos on HCMC, and they were going through a lawsuit with Philip Morris, and the lawsuit got dismissed. So because the lawsuit got dismissed, the stock went nowhere. You know, it went down. That's where it went. And, you know, I lost some money on that because I was following, you know, I was following the hype. I was following the hype, and I thought they had a good chance to win the lawsuit, but they didn't. They lost, and now HCMC is like in the dirt. So, yeah, I learned from it, moved on, and yeah, that's my tip. Be wary of penny stocks. Learn from the mistakes and move on, because you don't want to sit there. I could have left my money in HCMC while I was down. I moved it out, moved on with my life. And that was, like 6-7 months. And some people still waiting on it. While you leaving your money in one spot that's losing, you could have, you know, went on, wiped your hands with it, and tried something different. Try something safer, or just, you know, went to a better company. If you just sit down and meddle about it, it might make you mad, it might make you want to quit, it might make you say forget investing. You're gonna take losses, and you gotta learn from them. All right, so like I said, learn from your mistakes and move on. Mr. Warren Buffett. And last but not least, his 8th tip is, don't be a day trader. So a lot of people like the whole idea of you can make money off day trading in the stock market. You know, it sounds like a glamorous job. You can make that money quick, flip it. I'm gonna tell you straight up, don't try to be a day trader. I'm with Warren Buffett on this. Experience taught me a lot too. You know, once you get in the markets and you try to be a day trader, a lot of times you can get burnt. Unless you got time to watch charts all day, understand charts all day, got time to watch the news all day, day trading, especially starting off in the stock market. Don't try to be a day trader starting off. You know, you can work into that later. You can work into swing trading, day trading, options, all that, once you learn a little more. But for someone that's beginning, leave that day trading alone. You know, that I agree with that 100%. So those are tips from Mr. Warren Buffett. I do think these tips are sound tips, and it's coming from someone that is an expert in his field, someone that has been investing in the stock market for a long time and has made a whole lot of money from investing in the stock market. So when people like that talk, it might pay to listen. You know, that's just my 2 cents. I appreciate you guys checking me out. Let me know what you guys think about these tips in the comments, and consider subscribing to the podcast so you can, you know, support your boy and come back and see me. I got exclusive content in my subscription to the podcast and my subscription to the YouTube channel. You can do either one. You're going to get the same content. All right. So just consider it. All right. The more people sign up, the more exclusive content I will put out. All right. So check that out. I appreciate y'all checking me out. Peace.